Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online, and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. Fear and self-doubt are two of the most common roadblocks to success in life. You must look at your self-doubt. If it's preventing you from living a full and enriching life, then there's a problem.
Get my free No BS guide to leaving your day job. Link in the description.
Hey, my name's Chantel from MillennialGirlBoss.co, and I'm here to help you grow your mindset, productivity, and online business. Today, I'll be teaching you how to overcome self-doubt. It's something that I've personally struggled with a lot in my life, and it's about taking an approach to self-doubt and just taking action, even though that the doubt is still there. You still need to believe in yourself and work towards that. So it's kind of like fake it till you make it. You've heard that saying before. Well, it's kind of like that with self-doubt. You need to keep pushing on with self-doubt. It's always important to acknowledge your fear. Don't try to hide it or feel afraid of it. Fear is natural. It's one of the natural instincts that protect us, and sometimes fear is not valid at all. So where does self-doubt come from? It comes from two different places. And one place is from outside, so the naysayers. So people who say, oh, you can't do that, or you'll never succeed in that. Those are the people that kind of put self-doubt into your mind. The second place that you can get self-doubt from is from your own mind, the inner chatter. That can be one of your worst enemies, because when your inner chatter affects your real life, your outside life, if you start believing and listening to that voice, that inner critic, it can be really dangerous for your mental health as well. Not just for your fear and your self-doubt, but it can also affect your whole entire life if you start listening to the inner voice, the negative voice that keeps telling you you can't do something. So let's talk about the naysayers. So the people who want to talk bad about you, they want to say things behind your back or even to your face. And they tell you that you can't start up your new business. They tell you that you'll never be able to lose weight. They tell you that you'll never be able to find love. Those are the people that really put you down in your life, and you really don't want to pay attention to them. If you always worry about what other people are saying about you, you'll never get anywhere in life. Because some people don't understand what it takes or what it means to start up a business. Some people will be really doubtful and they don't understand it because they've never experienced it before. So maybe their fears and their self-doubt is coming from a good place. So maybe it might be coming from a parent or even a spouse, but maybe they don't understand and they're putting self-doubt into your head without even realizing that they're doing something bad. So sometimes it doesn't come from a negative intent, but that is the effect that it has on you, and it plants that self-doubt. So one of the things I would like to say is you need to take things with everything with a grain of salt. You can take other people's opinions and whatever they have to say to you, but you don't have to take everything on board. The best way to quiet your inner chatter, that negative thought, is just to have arguments for it. So for example, maybe your inner chatter will tell you, you'll never ever be successful, you'll never ever be able to start up your business, and you'll fail. And then an argument that you could present to yourself is, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen if you decided to start up your business? And if you think of the worst case scenario, it's really not that bad. If you really think about it, if you fail, what's the worst thing you have to do? You have to go back to doing the job you did before, but that's not so bad. Maybe your inner critic tells you that you can never lose weight. Maybe your inner critic will tell you it's too difficult to lose weight. You will do exercise and you won't be able to lose weight. Then you can present the argument to yourself that even if you do exercise and you don't lose the weight desired, you'll still be healthy and improving your physical health. So there's always a counter argument that you can tell yourself if those negative thoughts start popping up in your mind. One of the easiest ways to deal with self-doubt is to have a gratitude journal. When you focus on the things that you don't have, what you haven't got, when you really, really focus on, oh, I really want this, I don't have it, I really, really want this, then you push those things away. You're putting energy out there and you're putting this negative downer in your life. You're just thinking about all the things that you want, and you're never thinking about what you already have. So gratitude journal really helps. It's really good because you write down all the things that you're grateful for, the things that you have right now, like a roof over your head, the beautiful food that you can eat, or even the job that you have. Maybe it's not the best job that you have, but it provides you with the things that you need. So really have a gratitude journal, maybe just enjoying a beautiful walk. It could be anything that you're grateful for. It's really personal to you, but that really helps you to appreciate what you do have. And in doing so, that really helps you to not worry about what you haven't got, and it reduces the self-doubt and the fear that you might be experiencing right now. Let's face it, if you go after your dreams, you might fail. That's true. In anything you do in life, there's a chance that you could fail at doing it, but what if you succeed? And that's what I want you to focus on. Paint a vivid picture in your mind of what it would be like if you succeeded at whatever you wanted to do. What would success look like for you? And you just need to imagine it and really think of a vivid picture of what that would look like. Whenever self-doubt comes up, whenever you have that negative talk in your mind, just imagine success. And when you imagine that success, it really helps to push out that self-doubt and you can really focus on you. If you need help with fear and self-doubt, that's one of the things that I do cover in my coaching sessions. I don't just cover how to quit your day job and how to start your online business. I also cover the mindset aspect. So if you're interested in some of my coaching services, you can visit millennialgirlboss.co. If you've enjoyed this video, don't forget to hit the notification bell so that you don't miss out on my future videos. 是吧？